Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to everybody out there. It's been a full week with you all. I couldn't think of a better week, especially a week when there isn't any sports. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. I've had a chance to hang out and interact with you all this week. I hope I've given everybody a good feel on what the JR Sport Brief Show is going to be about and how the flow is going to be right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's very simple. It's your show. I can't make that any clearer. I've repeatedly said that. It's your show, and if you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. So look, if you need mortgage assistance, you can contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Okay, so keep that in mind. Rocket Mortgage understands things are tough. They understand things are tight, but they are here to help. I'm here to help you get through the next 4 hours every single weekday. I will be back on Monday night, but for right now, this is a beginning, or this is the beginning of a four-hour trek. Me, you, and your ears, and your brain, and your phone, and your thoughts, or your radio. So it doesn't matter if you're on the radio.com app. And by the way, if you are at home, you can always just say, Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio. If you're in the car, you can go ahead and say, you know what? I want to switch over to SiriusXM 206. Or if you happen to be in one of our 300 markets, you can also tune in to your local sports station. You know we have things on lock. And shout outs to all my friends at 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. I was on the Wendy's show earlier today. The Wendy's Big Show, excuse me. I can't omit the word big. I was on the Wendy's Big Show and had a chance to chat with everybody out there. So if you're in Milwaukee, if you're in Chicago, if you are in Atlanta, if you're in Texas, if you're in Alabama, it doesn't matter. Much love to you. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you. We know things can be pretty difficult. You know, here in Atlanta, I decided for the first time since maybe before October, maybe August, September, I decided to take a walk, or not even a walk. I just decided to poke my head in real quick to Piedmont Park. That is our giant park here in Atlanta. It's so large that there's a place where you can have weddings, there's a pond, there's tennis courts, there's just a big field, they have a botanical garden. It's a big giant park, and not too many people were practicing social distancing, and it was at least good to go outside for a few minutes. But I feel like I got punched in the face, not by a virus, but by all of the pollen that was outside. So that's pretty bad on my part. My eyes are barely open, but I am here with you. And amongst that, besides today being Friday and that being some good news, we have some other good news that came through the pipe today. A lot of it, you know, but before we get into that, first of all, Doris Burke, ESPN basketball analyst, she announced earlier today, or it was revealed publicly today, that she's come down with the coronavirus. Now, having said that, you know, she's not a professional athlete, but there have been some comebacks, and we have had several players and then also a coach that within the past 24 hours have been cleared. And basically, what does cleared mean? That means the virus has passed through them and that they are doing better. A few of those folks, Christian Wood of the Detroit Pistons, okay? He came down with it. The Utah Jazz, that was pretty much, if you want to call it a ground zero or player zero, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, they have been cleared. And then also head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, he has also been cleared. So we hear constantly about flattening the curve. We hear constantly talk about how we want to continue to try to get things back to normal. Well, maybe the social distancing is working. Maybe things are passing through the course, and hopefully sooner than later, through a couple of months, you know, things will eventually get back to normal. And speaking of Sean Payton, you know, the past couple of weeks, you know, we've had plenty of players who have showed their humane side. You know, a lot of times we get to see professional athletes be brash. We get to see them be aggressive. I mean, I loved a few years ago when LeBron James blocked the shot of Steph Curry in the finals and looked at him and, you know, he basically took his lunch. You know, I like, and excuse me, I like watching a good old baseball game. And I like when somebody decides to be a jerk and, you know, flip their bat up in the air. I mean, my man Jose Bautista, he's not playing currently right now. He's trying to maintain a spot. He's trying to stick around in Major League Baseball. I even think Mr. Bautista is working on becoming a pitcher. You know, I love watching him flip his bat. And then in the NFL, I love some good trash talking, all within good fun. I will take it and enjoy it all. So we see a lot of that. But every now and then, we will see the players show their humane side. We will see them show and display their commitments to the communities that they play in, that they live in, that they have grown up in. And a lot of times it's public, and a lot of times it's also behind closed doors. A lot of players don't want you to know that this is what they're doing. It's not necessarily for publicity. It's actually to help people out. And someone who has continued to help out from the minute he has gotten to Louisiana, shout outs to Louisiana. It's one of my favorite places in the country, one of my favorite places on earth, and that happens to be Mr. Drew Brees, okay? We see someone like Zion Williamson, who just got to the city months ago, is already covering salaries for people in New Orleans who've been affected by, you know, this virus and the shutdown of the economy. Louisiana is a special place. If you haven't been, it's all about food. It's hospitality. You have the convention center. You have the Superdome, which is right there. You have a lot of events, conventions, food, visitors. Just Louisiana is a great place to absolutely go. And I don't fault anybody for wanting to live in Louisiana, because it's a great place and the people are great. And that's something that Drew Brees has experienced firsthand since he signed that initial contract when the San Diego Chargers basically said, you know what? We don't want this small quarterback with the bum shoulder. We don't want him. We don't think he's worth it. And then Drew Brees goes on to have a Hall of Fame career. Drew Brees goes on to win a Super Bowl, and Drew Brees goes on to become a legend in the NFL. He goes on to become a legend and an icon in the state of Louisiana. He goes on to become a legend in New Orleans. If the street isn't named after Drew Brees yet, that street is eventually going to come. And so what did Drew Brees do? On the heels of just signing his two-year, $50 million contract, Drew Brees says, you know what? I'm going to donate $5 million to the state of Louisiana so we can provide food to people here, so we can provide meals to the children, to the seniors, to the families who absolutely need it. That's 10,000 meals a day. Drew Brees was interviewed about this with Hoda Kotb on NBC, and Hoda Kotb, who happens to be from Louisiana, barely got through the interview. Because she's from Louisiana, and she actually brought it back to everyone's, the forefront of everybody's mind, that Drew Brees was right there on the front lines as well after he signed his contract. That was the offseason of Hurricane Katrina. So Drew Brees has always been in the forefront of being just a good person and a terrific athlete. There's no doubt about that. And if you think about how much money he's basically made, almost $250 million in his career. Drew Brees has played 19 seasons in the NFL, $244 million. So you can say he's taking part of his new contract. He just got that two-year, $50 million extension. He's taking some of that money and giving it right to the state to feed the people. And this is basically his response when Hoda Kotb asked him, why are you doing this? Why are you at the forefront? This is what Drew Brees had to say.
Obviously, the state of Louisiana thrives on small businesses, and we're a hospitality state, and so many people have been affected by this around the country, but especially in New Orleans. And so when Brittany and I think about one of New Orleans just or people's greatest or just basic needs, that is to make sure that they and their family are fed and that they can continue to sustain.
You know what? Hats off to Drew Brees for always doing what's right for the community. And you, I give an example. You know, I've never really been all that fond of Alex Rodriguez. He didn't do anything to me. He basically lied to the public, and he's been able to rehab his image. I'm very happy for him. Good for him. But you know, I'll never forget seeing Alex Rodriguez upon being traded to the New York Yankees. He would spend time outside of Yankee Stadium in the adjoining businesses, whether it's writing a check to provide backpacks and school supplies, whether it's giving advice to the young kids in Little League. There was plenty that Alex Rodriguez did in the community. And I'm not going to just say, okay, he did it because he has to do it. You do have people who don't take the time, and you do have people who just do it because the cameras are there. But a lot of times, most athletes, 99.9% of athletes, do it because they understand and they come from these neighborhoods. And in addition to Mr. Drew Brees going out and donating that $5 million, you know, Drew Brees is not a billionaire. Steve Ballmer, who happens to be the owner of the Clippers and has procured his wealth as one of the founders of Microsoft, you know, what's having a net worth of $50 billion, but a drop in a bucket. Steve Ballmer has put down $25 million to the University of Washington. He gave them $10 million to help hopefully find a vaccine for this virus sooner than later. He's also donated some money to Seattle, Michigan, and L.A. while everybody deals with this virus. So a couple of days ago, I shouted out a whole lot of athletes who have done their part in their cities and their communities, whether it's like Russell Wilson in Sierra or Steph Curry, who are basically trying to provide meals in their local communities. And then you have someone like, you know, Kevin Love, who says, here's $100,000 for all of our staffers in Cleveland. Joel Embiid, the Philadelphia 76ers, didn't have the most sterling reputation in the past week when they asked their players to go ahead and take a pay cut. Joel Embiid, what did he do? He put down $500,000. And we were talking about New Orleans. I can't forget, and I will remind you, that Zion Williamson covered the salaries for the workers in Louisiana. Giannis Antetokounmpo, $100,000 to the staff in Milwaukee. So, you know, a lot of times we can talk about, we actually had a caller yesterday who said these athletes, you know, why are they making so much money? They don't deserve more than $10 million to go out there and play a kid's game. They don't this. And well, you know what? We watch, and it's enjoyable. And this is a fact of life. We live in a capitalist society. And if you have an extreme talent, if you have an extreme skill, and people are willing to pay to watch, then they are worth that amount of money, because it's been dictated to them by the people who consume the product. Okay? The consumers have the power to drive the prices. Don't like the product? Don't go. Nobody goes? Then they can't get paid. It's really that simple. And you don't have to have a degree or be a doctor in economics to understand that fact. So we have a full show ahead. The JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? In about 20 minutes or so, speaking about money, we're going to bring in one of the greatest boxing promoters ever from Top Rank. His name is Bob Arum. He just helped put on that fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. I'm going to talk to him about the third fight. He also has some other amazing fighters, Lomachenko, Bud Crawford. I'm going to ask him, you know, who's the next big fighter? And when can we see Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder? We also have Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal. He covers all of the baseball. He's going to be coming up. I want to know about the baseball players getting paid. So we have some great athletes who are doing some great things. And when we come back, I want to know, who are some good guy athletes? What's the best interaction that you've ever had with an athlete? Who shows up? Who shows out? Who is there for the community? Who's the best man? Who's the best athlete in your city who always gives back? It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. I need you to call up right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to my main man, Matt. Shout outs to my main man, Stu, holding it down for me, helping to put this show together. You can find me online on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You can find me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You know, I just shared a tweet actually right now. You know, we're talking about, you know, just great athletes and doing amazing things in the community. We know, or if you didn't know, we just discussed what Drew Brees did for the whole state of Louisiana. I mean, he donated $5 million, 10,000 meals a day to basically help out everybody in the state while they deal with the virus. He just signed that big two-year contract. You have Steve Ballmer, who has a net worth of $50 billion. He signs a check for $25 million to help out people on the West Coast and also Michigan. He donates $10 million is going to help find a vaccine for this virus. So we always talk about what athletes don't do, what athletes aren't good at, how they don't contribute to society. Well, right now, this is your opportunity to tell a story, whether an athlete did something specific for you, whether an athlete did something in your community, whether it's something you just saw on the news that stood out. We always can tend to be negative about athletes and what they don't do for us and how they don't perform. Well, this is a time to talk about things that they have done, which are absolutely great. So we're going to go to the phone lines. If you want to call up, I encourage you to. Let's get some good news on a Friday. 855-212-4CBS. Join in on the JR Sport Brief Show. That number, 855-212-4CBS. We got David, Bobby, and Carrie who happen to be on the line. And it's very simple, folks. Our line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter if you own, if you rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle both your home and your auto insurance. You know, having a house, it's hard work. We know you got to fix things here and there. You can get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to my main man. Yes, David in New Orleans. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Man, you stole my thunder. I must have tuned in kind of late because I was about to go and call about Drew Brees donating all that money, the 10,000 meals, just being godly-like in New Orleans. You can't get any bigger, but by doing that, he just put himself strictly as the main man in New Orleans. You kind of talked about it already, so I must have tuned in kind of late. But that's between him and Zion Williamson donating his part of his salary to pay for everybody in the arena, those two people are pretty big right now in New Orleans.
No, absolutely. I mean, Drew Brees, we did speak about that. We opened up the whole show talking about what Drew Brees has done for the city since he got there following Katrina. And then you have someone like Zion who just got to the city and is already putting his own money down to help out workers. So from your experience, you say Drew Brees is godlike. What is Drew Brees' legacy going to be in the city of New Orleans?
Well, I mean, considering we got robbed 2 years ago, even if he leaves New Orleans with one ring, he's still going to be the man in New Orleans. I mean, his family isn't leaving New Orleans. They're going to live in New Orleans till they die. So he walks around New Orleans pretty much with a bulletproof vest. He's always going to be looked at as the savior to the Saints and to get us from the bag he's wearing back in the 80s and 90s.
The Aints? You talking about the Aints, huh?
Exactly. Look, I was there back when I was a kid wearing a bag, but those days are long gone. No one's wearing bags anymore. We just wish we could have got that ring 2 years ago, but, that's in the past. But I'm sure with two more years, we at least got a shot.
I appreciate it, David. You have a great weekend, all right? You be well.
You too, man. Take care.
Thank you so much. Shout outs to David calling up right here on the JR Sport Brief Show. We want to know the good stories about the athletes. What stands out to you? Has an athlete ever done anything, donated? Was there an interaction that you had as a child? Did an athlete do something for one of your own children, one of your own parents, family members? Let's get some good stories out of athletes. Drew Brees is a prime example. LeBron James is always constantly doing things for the community, whether it's back home in Cleveland, in Ohio, in Akron, or even on the West Coast in Los Angeles. LeBron James is always forward thinking. Let's continue with our calls here. 855-212-4CBS. We got Bobby calling in from South Carolina. Bobby, you're on a JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for letting me in, guys. Enjoying the show. But a friend of mine, his son was really big. He wore like a size 18 shoe. And they had went down to Atlanta to the mall and trying to find him shoes, and he couldn't find any. And my friend saw this big, huge guy, and he said, "That guy knows where to get shoes from." He goes up to him. He says, "Where do you get your shoes from?" And the guy says, "Nike." He said, "Well, I know Nike, but where do you get your shoes from?" He said, "Nike." And his son said, Dad, that's Karl Malone." And they met, and 2 weeks later, the kid got four pairs of shoes from Karl Malone, two pairs of dress shoes and two tennis shoes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, just hey, guys are human too. And, you know, they do good things just all the time, and nobody recognizes them. And,
that's amazing. So Karl Malone, he took the address and had them sent?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure did. And four pairs, two dress shoes and two tennis shoes. And so the kid got through a couple more, 6-8 months for not having to have shoes. So all thanks to Karl Malone.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you for calling up, Bobby, and sharing that story. You have a good weekend, okay?
Y'all too, guys. Bye-bye.
All the best. Shout outs to Karl Malone. The mailman. I mean, the mailman actually went out there and delivered. And the mailman delivered some shoes. So congratulations to Karl Malone. Out of all things, he delivered shoes to a young man who needed it. And you know what? Shaquille O'Neal is on the front lines as well. I see a lot of it living here in Atlanta. You know, there was a few months ago, there was a story about Shaquille O'Neal. There was a young man who needed shoes, and Shaquille O'Neal was right there on the front lines to get that young man shoes. He took him to a famous shoe store here in Atlanta called Walters, and right in downtown, and Shaq hooked him up. You know, Shaq is someone else who always happens to be on the front lines. J.J. Watt in Houston. I mean, outside of donating meals that he did right now to help out the city of Houston, J.J. Watt is always like one of the Walter Payton men of the year. J.J. Watt gets it. Let's go to Carrie in Dallas. Carrie, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind? Give me a good story. Give me a good story.
All right, I'll give you a good story. Since you want a player, I'm going to talk about J-Dub. Not J.J. Watt. Jason Witten, buddy. Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, what did Mr. Witten do?
Oh, well, every year. It's not what he did. It's what he does every year. He goes to the food shelter with his daughters every Thanksgiving. With his son. Sorry. Not his daughters. But he goes down there and they feed the homeless, you know, they wear their jerseys and all that, man. So he goes out of his way every Thanksgiving, you know, and gives back to the poor and all that. And then before you cut me off, brother, man, I got two other people. You got Charlotte Jones, Jerry Jones' daughter. I don't know if you know her, but she's big
yes.
on the Salvation
she
Army.
She always sitting
she's
right
warm.
There in a box with him, yep.
Okay. I just make sure you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's the one that runs that Salvation Army donation and the charity for that, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's Dallas again giving back to the community. And Mr. Mark Cuban, I want to give a shout out to him. He gives a ton of money. He's done paid his employees all it, you know
right.
what I mean? He's giving them money. He's taking care of the American Airlines Center.
Yes.
You know,
thank you, Carrie. Thank you. I appreciate it. We got a few other people I want to get in before the break, but thank you for calling up. We do know. Everything is big in Texas. It's the Big D. They got big hearts out there as well. Let's check in with Adam calling in from Eugene, Oregon. Adam, give me that good story. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, how you doing? I want to talk about, which is kind of funny because he always gets a bad rap, especially with the jailblazers and the whole mouse and the palace thing, is Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, great guy out of Philly, yes.
Yeah, he actually, my dad was working out there in, like, Oregon City, Milwaukee area. And when he was working with the Blazers, like, just gave my dad $100. Like, here you go, man. Like, cool dude. Like, my dad was just, like, talking him up. Like, he knew who he was, just trying to be cool. And, he respected that. He was like, here you go, man. Like, it's nothing big, but that's respect, you know?
Yep. No, Rasheed Wallace, we can say jailblazers, but Rasheed Wallace has a big heart, and a lot of times he was misconstrued just by being out there on that court. Thank you for calling up, Adam. We got Carlos here calling in from Hyattsville. Carlos, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm terrific. Give me that good sports story. We need the good news.
All right. So who I want to talk about is Cal Ripken.
Tell me what he did.
Well, I grew up, in Baltimore County, kind of broke, not a lot of money. So never thought I would be able to meet somebody that I watch on TV. So I was in he had a fan club called Cal's Kids. And he would come up into the stands before the game and talk to all the kids, give some inspiration. And then on top of that, he would go up and down the aisles and shake hands of, all these little kids in the stands. So it made a big impression on me early. And it was just great as a kid to be able to meet some big legendary hero like that.
Right. Thank you for calling up, Carlos. We always saw Cal Ripken as a good guy. You don't hear bad things about Cal Ripken. Let's go to Dylan in Oceanside, California. Dylan, what's your story, man? I want to get another caller in. Give me a good story, man.
Hey, real quick. Hey, I love the show.
Thank you.
Well, when I remember watching a game and Manny Ramirez caught a ball up against the wall, and as he was making the catch, he made the catch and gave it to a fan. And I believe he got scrutinized for it, and he got fined. But he gave it to a young fan, and to me, that made the kid's life. Like, he couldn't have been more overwhelmed.
Absolutely,
so that was a nice gesture.
It was. I think if I remember correctly, and thank you for calling up, Dylan. I think he forgot how many outs there were, and I think that's why he was scrutinized. Let's go to H-Town. Let's check in with Jamal. Jamal, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. I just wanted to congratulate you. I remembered watching your videos on YouTube as a kid, and I just heard you on the radio, and it was pretty amazing to see how far you've come. So I just wanted to let you know I've been a big fan since you were making YouTube videos and just basketball YouTube videos in general. So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you, Jamal. You said you were a kid. You a grown man. You got like facial hair and stuff now.
A little bit.
Okay. So that all that means is that you're old, and it also means that I appreciate you for being an OG JR Sport Brief listener. You know, it's amazing to be here on the radio. It's amazing to still be on YouTube and Twitter and IG and to be able to connect with people, excuse me. And I appreciate folks like you because, hey, this is your show, and I would not be here if it wasn't for folks like you. So, Jamal, you feel free to reach out and holler at me anytime, okay?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, you have a good evening and stay in touch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's your show just as much as it is mine, if not a whole lot more. When we come back from the break, you know what? We've been talking about good deeds and good things that are going on. But this next gentleman we're going to talk to, he's not happy. His name is Bob Arum. He's one of the top boxing promoters ever. I'm talking about everybody from Muhammad Ali to Floyd Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya. The list goes on and on. He helped put together that fight between Deontay Wilder and then also Tyson Fury. He promotes Tyson Fury, yes. He actually promotes, it seems like, everybody. But there's no sports right now, and I want to know how that's affecting Bob Arum and his business, as well as some of his big fights. Like, when are we going to see Fury Wilder 3? It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. Bob Arum, big-time boxer promoter, once we come back after the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to everyone out there. On the phone right now, we have the founder and CEO of Top Rank Boxing, one of the top promoters probably ever in the boxing business. I'm talking about having worked with everyone from Muhammad Ali to Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Currently, we're talking about Vasily Lomachenko, Terrence Bud Crawford, Shakur Stevenson, and right now also Tyson Fury. It's Mr. Bob Arum. Mr. Arum, how you doing this evening?
Good, real good.
How are you doing with no sports? Obviously, you've had to push a lot of your fights back.
Well, there's always mostly bad. with this. I mean, the kids aren't fighting. We're not doing very much, but there's always a little good. And so I'm watching movies and TV series that I never would have watched before on these streaming services like Hulu, because you got to entertain yourself. And I'm in L.A. now, and we have a lockdown. So the restaurants aren't open. Movie theaters aren't open. You can't visit people in their homes. So at least I'm being entertained at night with the good stuff on the streaming services.
Okay. Who would have thought that Mr. Aaron would have had enough time to sit in front of Hulu? I think the big fight that we all wanted to see, Wilder Fury 3, it was scheduled to be in July 18th. I was looking forward to it. That's been pushed back until the fall. What's the latest update on seeing that trilogy between Wilder and Fury, Mr. Aaron?
Well, just as you said, we pushed it back into the fall, and the country has to cure itself first. We have to get back to business, and we only can go back to business when we get this virus under control. Now, so to schedule a date, a particular date, is fanciful now, because unfortunately, we don't know when this virus will come under control. We knew that July was just a lot too quick, particularly with all the casinos in Las Vegas and Nevada being shut down. So in partnership with PBC that promotes Wilder, we determined that we would not go in July, and that we would go sometime in the fall, God willing, that this virus gets under control.
Right. It's still even mind-boggling to think about the fight capital of the world, Mr. Aram, is shut down. I was in Vegas for Wilder Fury 2. It feels like a month ago. Time just pretty much flies. Did that fight exceed your expectations? There was a lot of electricity on the ground. We had a lot of visitors, obviously, from Tyson Fury from the UK. Did that fight exceed expectations as to the numbers?
No, it did very, very well. We were very pleased with the numbers. We had a great promotion from ESPN and Fox. And then it was, people were thrilled with the result, because Fury was a slight underdog, and yet he dominated Wilder. But these things happen. I mean, listen, I'm well into my 80s. I'm 88 years of age, and I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime.
Well, we have on the line Mr. Bob Arum, founder and CEO of Top Rank Boxing. You mentioned your age. How have you been dealing with the situation? I know you're saying you're watching Hulu. Have you been telling people, stay away, leave me alone? How have you been dealing with this situation?
Well, I don't think anybody really is looking, at least here, the people that we know in Los Angeles, nobody's looking to go to somebody's house and visit, and nobody knows who's infected with the virus or isn't. So we've pretty much been here in the house by ourselves and getting on with our lives and communicating with the people in my office, other people in boxing, by the telephone or by FaceTime or emails and text messages.
Right.
So we keep in touch, but without any contact.
Understood. And, that Wilder Fury fight, which will hopefully now be in the fall, wasn't the only big fight that myself as a fight fan was looking forward to. Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez seemingly was also pushed back. What is the status on that? Is that a little bit more up in the air right now?
Well, Loma was already in California training for the fight, and he and his father, because they didn't want to be isolated, they want to be with their family, they have returned to the Ukraine, and he's training in the Ukraine. I spoke to Teofimo's father the other day, and he's anxious and so forth, but there's nothing we can do. You know, it'll happen when it happens. And I told everybody they've got to cool it, that there are bigger things out there and more serious things than just doing fights. Look, if we were the only sport that was locked down this way, you know, we'd be it'd be of some concern. Sports it doesn't operate differently and away from society. Sports is part of society. And when something like this happens, it affects everyone, including people involved in sports.
Right, absolutely. We have on the line Mr. Bob Arum, the founder and CEO of Top Rank. Now, at the beginning of the interview, I rattled off some names of just fighters that you've worked with, fighters that you've helped launch, whether it's Manuel Marquez, whether it's a Floyd, a Holyfield, a Hagler, a Duran. Is there a fighter, even the guys you have now, a rising fighter who we probably haven't seen the best of yet, Shakur Stevenson, Tyson Fury, is there a fighter in all of the years of your promoting who you feel has been overlooked or not appreciated by the boxing community or the sporting community in whole?
One of my true favorites, that would be marvelous Marvin Hagler, who was a dominating middleweight, great, fought so many major battles, was one of my favorite fighters. Marvin is a legend in the sport. Also George Foreman, with what he did with his comeback. Also didn't mention Oscar De La Hoya, who had this great career, and Alexis Arguello. There are a lot of fighters who have been really splendid in the sport that you just can't name a handful.
Right.
I mean, Muhammad Ali was, you know, it was my greatest experience promoting him. But there have been so many terrific fighters during the years that I've been promoting the sport.
Now, the fighters that you currently have under your umbrella, which are a lot, and I'm happy we're able to see them on television on Friday nights, who is that next megastar? Is it Shakur coming out of New Jersey? Is it a matter of Bud Crawford, who seemingly nobody wants to line up and fight? Who is that next big star that you have under your umbrella?
Well, certainly Crawford and Shakur are among those stars. They're excellent, excellent performers. They're very, very good citizens. And they have a lot of superstardom written all over them. And so there's Teofimo Lopez among the young guys. And we have a whole group of fighters that we're going to be participating in the Olympics, and then we're going to turn pro, and so we'll have to see how that results. This kid, Jared Anderson, the heavyweight, 19 years of age, can really be something. He's the unsung hero that got Tyson Fury ready for the great performance against Wilder. And then, of course, this Xander, this 17-year-old kid.
Wow.
Gabe Flores. A lot of really good young fighters.
Well, Mr. Arum, you certainly have the history. You said it. Everybody from Muhammad Ali to marvelous Marvin Hagler, Floyd Mayweather, Pacquiao, and then the future stars now. Mr. Arum, what advice, or not even advice, what would you say to the fight fans out there who are currently listening?
Immerse yourself. If, you know, you really need the boxing fix, in watching replays, watching the great fighters from the past. These been showing on ESPN, various networks, and also broaden your horizons and watch the great material being put out. I mean, you can't even watch a small portion of what's being offered.
You got it. We all have a little bit more time on our hands, more opportunity to catch up with some content. We just spoke with Mr. Bob Arum, the CEO and founder of Top Rank Promotions. Appreciate you taking the time to come on the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio, Mr. Arum.
Well, don't call me whenever you want, because it's a welcome break from, you know, reading, and because we're all looking for things to do during the time when we're all cooped up in our homes.
Thank you very much to Mr. Bob Arum of Top Rank Promotions for spending some time on a JR Sport Brief. I didn't expect to hear Mr. Arum say that, you know, he's on a Hulu, Amazon, you know, he's watching everything right now. He has the time to go ahead and do it, and it looks like the date hasn't been finalized. It's not solid, but we're probably going to go ahead and get Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, you know, at the end of the year, in the fall. So hopefully things can continue to move that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. Should they delay it?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.